listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. There's a really great video series available on the Mormon Channel called Family Conversations. Family Conversations, and it features Dr. Ben Irwin of LDS Family Services, Dr. Jill Manning, a marriage and family therapist, and Dr. Jason Carroll, a professor in the School of Family Life at BYU. Now, in this series, the three specialists discuss ways they can address different topics with your children, such as intimacy and sexuality, very sensitive topics. These topics can oftentimes be the source of anxiety, of frustration, of fear for parents, as they try to figure out ways to teach these very important principles along with a gospel focus. Oftentimes, parents don't know what to say, or even how to start a conversation like this, or how to keep composure. So today, Dr. Ben Irwin is joining us live in studio to discuss different ways that parents can have meaningful, gospel-centered talks about intimacy with their children. So thank you so much for being here and joining us again.
You're welcome.
We love when you're here. You have such great insight. So why are parents uncomfortable about talking about these topics with their children? Obvious reasons.
Well, there are. And I think the two main reasons are, one, we kind of follow what our parents modeled for us. And, I think our parents had this conversation with us, they were a little nervous. They didn't really say a lot.
Awkward.
Exactly.
It's very awkward.
And so naturally, when it's our turn, that's where we naturally fall into. But the other reason I think is a little more subtle and really more profound. We naturally equate sex with something bad.
That's true.
And so for me to have this conversation with my parents, this is something bad, gross, terrible, maybe sinful. And I have to kind of talk to my kid about it. And I think just that subtle way we maybe subconsciously think about it and approach it from the get-go, we start off on the wrong foot altogether.
It's hard to encourage your children not to do something and not to experiment with something at the same time making it sound forbidden. Do you think that's true?
It is true, but that's my point. So I love using the metaphor of the temple. Think if we approach sexuality the way we approach the temple. We would never teach our kids, now don't you even think about going to the temple before you're worthy or before you're ready. Don't do it. You're going to be sinned. You're going to be scarred. Oh, it's terrible. We don't do that at all about the temple. Just the opposite. We say the temple is amazing. It is sacred. It is special. I so hope you go there. And you can go there at the right time, maybe with the right person. It'll be beautiful and sacred. It is incredible. But you have to do some things to prepare. It's really important you be worthy. It's so important and so sacred that there's some special rules you have to keep, but it's so worth it. If we could approach sexuality the same way, this is sacred. We're here on earth to become a mother and a father, to have a family. And it's part of God's plan. And He loves us and it is so sacred and beautiful. But because it's so sacred, we need to wait for the right time with the right person in the right place. And we don't necessarily equate or connect the dots with sexuality as part of God's plan or something beautiful. We go to the dark side. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the... that's the point. One of the main points I love to make to parents.
And that's a really beautiful way to put it, actually, because I feel like society makes it something forbidden or bad or something that you want to steer your child away from. And so when they're finally able to find a mate and get in that situation, it's hard to make that switch. It's hard to separate it, and it can be kind of a rough transition.
Absolutely. In fact, there's some clients. I'm a therapist, and there's sometimes a young man, a young woman, they can't make the switch. They've believed this is wrong and sinful. And when it comes time to get married, all of a sudden they find themselves in this place where I don't want to commit sin. This is terrible.
Guilt.
Exactly. And it's just so hard. And it's because they've internalized the wrong message.
Well, I think if you put it in that sort of mind frame you were talking about, that's a great way to approach it. What are some tips that you would give parents who are feeling very uncomfortable about this topic? I remember very vividly, very briefly touching on this topic with my father when I was a teenager, and It was painful. It was painful. And I just remember going, la, 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 covering my ears, like, stop talking, stop talking, stop talking. How do you help parents sort of get through this?
Well, as a parent, you do lots of things that are really hard. The first time you change a diaper, the first time you had a colicky baby. And this is just another
blowouts.
Another one. Oh, my goodness.
Let's relive blowouts for a minute. I'm in the blowout stage.
but this is just another hard thing. And if you just be patient with yourself, and again, think of it as a series of small discussions, not just one big discussion, that'll help. One of the best tools I know is just to ask questions. You'd be watching TV with your children, and all of a sudden this kind of sexy, racy commercial comes on, and you could even flip the channel or whatever, but all you have to do is listen to them. All you have to do is say, hey, you know, how did you feel when we watched that? It's just a simple question to see what they feel or they're at. And they may not think anything of it. Or they may say, you know, that felt a little weird, Dad. And you're like, exactly. And then you can then share, it kind of made me feel weird too. But there's lots of resources as well to help parents kind of get out of their shell. There's so many things that the church has provided. One of the best kept secrets is called A Parent's Guide. And it is an entire book dedicated on teaching your kids about sexual intimacy. It's amazing. But helping parents get out of the comfort zone is just keep trying. Be patient. Don't be too hard on yourself. Ask some questions. Get lots of resources. There's lots of help out there.
How do you know when your child is mature enough and ready to have these conversations? And I feel like also, how do you not miss that window before it's sort of too late and they learn things from their friends or at school or from media?
Right. Well, we have to start at a very young age. And we do a great job in nursery and primary even. We start talking about our bodies and how special they are. But somewhere as they get into senior primary, we kind of lose that focus. And that's my point. Yes, we have to talk about the darkness of sin. But if we focus on the light of the gospel, it lets us talk about this. It gives us so much more permission. And so it's not just having the, quote, sex talk with your teenager mm-hmm. and waiting for the right time. It's about having a whole lifetime of simple conversations about families, about our bodies, about marriage, and then also intersprinkled with that, you know, sometimes about sex or about pornography. But if we focus on the light and truth of the gospel, it'll really help us have an ongoing conversation with our kids throughout their entire lives and not just the one big awkward talk when they're 16.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to my next question. What information is good at which different ages? Is every child different or is there sort of a guideline?
Yeah, and the guideline is meet your kids where they're at. They may have some very simple questions, and you just have to give them simple answers. You don't have to go into the mechanics or all the details, you know, with your five-year-old. You probably shouldn't. If they just say, hey, where babies come from, you can give them a really simple answer. Mommy and daddy kind of make a baby with Heavenly Father's help. And see if that question or see if that answer satisfies them. And usually it does. Like, oh, great. Thanks, Dad. And you're like, whew. All right. Okay.
Dodged a bullet for now. Is there any information you should not teach your children? Like the first thing that popped to my head is storks. You know, do we want to sort of say, oh, our baby came from a stork, you know, or do we want to take that as an opportunity to teach them more? Or are there other things that we should avoid?
Yeah. Well, my counsel would be always just be honest, meet them right and be simple. And it's not so much what to avoid. It's more of what to focus on. Again, focusing on the light, focus on the gospel truths, just taking the family proclamation. That's what I would focus on. Because it's not necessarily you have to be scared or you're going to say the wrong thing. You just need to teach them what healthy sexuality is, teach them the gospel principles surrounding sexuality, like becoming a mother or father, or how important the family is, or how important temples are, and how it relates to us and eventually to sex. Yes, we have to warn against the darkness of sin, against pornography, against, you know, immorality. But the darkness of sin is always counterbalanced and set within the context of the light and truth of the gospel.
And at the heart of this really is the family, which is a sacred plan from Jesus Christ. So thank you so much to Dr. Irwin. And remember that more information on talking with your children about intimacy is available on the Mormon Channel's video series, family conversations available on mormonchannel.org. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
We'll have more from Dr. Irwin coming up here on Mormon Channel, so listen for future shows involving him. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.